We all deserve a city councillor who will represent us the way Bill LaDuke represents Dario Zulik. At the Tuesday, April 26 meeting, the Ward 11 councillor once again sung the developer's praises, subjecting council and the people of Sudbury to a litany of platitudes about the KED's primary beneficiary and his intentions for the old team he owns. Stepping up to quote Zulik from recent news articles, and adding in his own insights, LaDuk dispelled rumors of the Wolves' impending sale. He believes it's important for us to know that the current owner is committed to enjoying the KED swanky new private team lounge, built at our expense, for years to come. Maybe it's not surprising that the councillor and developer are so united in thought. After all, they share a mutual enthusiasm for spending over $100 million taxpayer dollars as fast as possible without further question, a topic which no doubt sustained them during their recent North Bay road trip to inspect Gateway Casino's newest gaming floor. But as we face the increasing inevitability of an arena, casino, boondoggle that's already drawn away so many city resources, the councillor's primary responsibility should be minimizing the impacts on his ward. We know that surging traffic flow, increased noise and community safety in the otherwise quiet neighborhoods around the KED will all be put to the test. Where is LaDuke's attention to these concerns? The strain of increased residential tax levies on those with fixed incomes, and the project's dubious economic, social, and cultural return, already seem beyond his interest. Instead of standing up for his constituents on these and other issues at the council table, Mr. LaDuk again chose to stand up for Mr. Zulik. The residents of Ward 11 deserve a representative. Unfortunately, it seems their current councillor is spoken for. Richard Eberhardt, Greater Sudbury.